Blog Talk Radio.
We're about to get to it. We are mixing today. Today. It's been pretty crazy day to day. I feel like a lot of my day was wasted this morning. God, lots to tell. First off, before we get started, Felicia James, the person who's, or fake person, she's not real. I got like followers, you know, I have 17 right now. Three of them, well, as usual, Andrew's listening. Sammy's listening, too, from jail. I just found out, the jail over here in my county, these guys get fucking tablets and shit. Free phone call at least once a week. Free email at least once a day. They get tablets. So this obsessed person literally is listening to my show still. I know that's you, Sammy. So I just wanted to make sure to let you know that I know it's you. Okay. Secondly, bro, this hacking shit, like, every time I tell you no, that you cannot see your daughter because you're abusive and you're bad for her psyche development. Sorry, you're detrimental to her fucking psyche is what you are. I start having problems, banking problems, phone problems. My mom has problems. We're all getting hit pretty hardcore everywhere. So, but I know it's you. I know it's you. Don't worry. We told Lockheed Martin what's going on, and their only hope is that I stay quiet. So, I don't know. Maybe you'll get lucky enough, and I'm too busy, or maybe you won't. Well, anyhow, now that we got that out of the way, because you two fucking crazy people, why are you so obsessed with me? God. Anyway, girls like rough sex. They didn't mean the whole fucking relationship, psychos. And what do we know? We do things that are bad for us, right? But when we don't like something, we stop doing it. My hope is that he gets evaluated and sees a therapist and try to understand why he lives in a reality that does not exist. It is very tiring to do this day in, day out, nonstop, all the time. When I wake up in the morning, it's not, let's get Matilda ready for the day. I wake up to negative accounts, this and that. Like, someone got into my investment account, and I paused my investment account a long time ago. But they have been taking money from my account. And then the money's not there. We finally got into it last night. Thank you, Acorn. But yeah, it was going to a phone number that I don't have and don't think I ever had. Trying to make me say who I am. It's just fucking frustrating as shit, honestly. But, you know, the first times it was happening, it was very upsetting, you know. You don't know why someone's doing this to you. Like, why? I don't know why you do this stuff. So, you know, to me, it's just like you could be paying child support, making sure your daughter has what she needs, much like myself, which she already does. Don't worry. I do it because you don't. If you could do all this, you could literally pay child support. My daughter has been taking a different kind of melatonin because the one that she usually takes, for some reason, they don't have it anymore. They never have it in. I guess people have found the power of the jelly melatonins, and this one is the Hello Bello, so it's like, you know, safe and all that. She is waking up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and stays up to like 6 or 7. And, I mean, she just wants to pee herself, and that's it. She does not want to use the potty now. They're like, hey, can you go check? It depends on how she's feeling or where she's at in her mind, I guess, is what you're going to get, the reaction. It is incredible the amount of stuff that my daughter is doing these days to get out of potty training or just being angry. And it's like, look, you're not going to your dad's anymore. You don't have to act this way. So it's very frustrating. I think she thinks she's going to go back to her dad's at some point. So she starts acting out. But I don't know. This is ridiculous. She is peeling. I don't know how she did it. How? There was no hole or anything. And now I have... I look like I live in a slum house in my room because she decided to pull the paint off. Now, I wake up out of my dead sleep if she makes a movement, or I constantly check to make sure she's in bed anyway because she's an eloper. So she just doesn't have any sense of fear or knows how to stop or behave. I'm going to get her a shirt that says, I'm autistic and I can't behave. Pardon me. I steal stuff. Don't put my mom in jail. She takes things. She opens up stuff. Oh, my God. The most expensive bag of Skittles I ever paid for at the airport. I looked down trying to pay for something, and she opened the bag. I freaked out and was like, I'll pay for this. $11. And then I threw it in the trash. She literally, you can't go to the store or go to an airport or anything without watching her and what she does. Like, her hand, she's fast. She gets balloons. You're walking with her through the aisle, and then you look away for a second. You look back at her. She's got balloons. How does she do it? She's mad. She's a ninja. I don't know. But I'm very frustrated with my 5-year-old who has quite intelligence. Oh, somebody was there, but they left. I'm sorry. We have 49 minutes. So, anyway, so Matilda is just being unruly, and, of course, she's my child. I expect nothing less, but come on, man. Give me a break. So, anyhow, 216, you could have waited a second. You people, like, some of you, like, if you realize, and people tell me all the time, you should be charging, you should be charging. Well, right now, I don't have the plan that allows you to monetize that much. And secondly, how am I going to get them to pay? They can't even wait a few minutes while I'm talking. Because they want that reading. They don't come to the show for any other reason, some of them, except to get their reading. But if you can't wait, I'm sorry. Come back to me later. I've seen that number a couple times, so I don't know if I've ever answered it before who it was, but usually if it's someone I know and that has been with me for almost 2 years, in July, it will be 2 years that we've been on. Crazy. Crazy fucking times. June 12th in 2 days is Sean B's birthday. Probably going to do a video visit with him. He's in jail. Same jail as Sammy, and he has a tablet. He can listen to music, surf the internet, even listen to the radio show if he wants. It's crazy. But now, Sean B. told me some key things that I'm going to look into. You know, when you think you know somebody, and it, like, turns out that everything about them is completely fabricated from day one. Like, for me, I never had a $100 bill lie to me or cheat on me and then blame me for it and then try and kill me and blame me for Grand Theft Auto because he couldn't even get the job done. That's never happened to me for money. So I'm just going to stick with the money making and be happy on my own because I never want to go through this shit again. I mean, look what my baby daddy's doing. He does not do anything that a father should do. But he expects me to let her go to a house I've never been to. And I don't know if his girlfriend's allowing him to do things or if he's controlling her or if she's mean to her like him. She don't want to hug them. She doesn't like leaving with them. You need to listen to your kid when they don't like being around someone, period. So I'm standing my ground with that. Because you don't, 26 days out of the month, you don't do nothing. You don't ask how she's doing. You don't see if she needs anything. That's not good enough. And you don't pay child support. I have to work 2 to 3 jobs to make it because you don't help. And I'm not the only one. It's not special. It's sad that that's the norm, really. There are a lot of men out there that do take care of their kids, and they don't like guys like this. But Sammy, a June Gemini, May to June, May 25th to, like, June 20th, it takes a certain kind of person to stay with one of those. When I looked up his natal chart and I compared it to mine, it literally spelled out for me that he's a manipulative liar and doesn't live in reality, and that living with him would be torture. because he's insecure. I'd have to explain why a car drove past the house. Literally, it was that kind of shit. Like, schizophrenia is a motherfucker. Because some schizos, they're like, they do something and then you react and they're like, why are you doing that? They act like they did nothing. I don't know. I literally cannot even think about ever being with someone ever again. I will literally die alone laying in a pile of money and a pile of weed because that's what makes me happy. I'm a parent. I do all the things I need to do. I work my ass off. I just want to smoke my weed. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I stick to myself. I guess the friends that I do have, which I can count on one hand, they're more like family than friends. So they don't really count. But I don't have any people that I'm close with here in Florida where I'm at. I don't really... I got called friendless the other day. But I think they were just being funny. It's because I did not want Bill to get my number, which was given out against my wishes. I wasn't even asked. That is just so horrible. A girl did that to me. And she thinks it's cute and funny. And he's a Sagittarius. Nope, don't trust those. So you back.
Can you hear me?
I can. I saw you when I looked down. I was ranting about my
I got a phone call, that's why, and I disconnected. Oh,
okay,
not
I was like, I don't know this number because I'm like, some people just want the reading, so they won't wait for me. I was like, but if it's someone I know, they usually wait, so we'll see if they come back. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know. Sorry, like I said, I got a phone call. I was just sorry about that.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I'm just glad you're back. Yeah. That's what I was like looking down. I'm like, they're going to come back. So how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, actually, yeah. All you have to do, if you have a moment, just tell me what's coming up like in the next 60 days. Can you do that?
Yeah, we can do that now.
We
have 42 minutes. We can do that. I'm just like literally ranting and raving. My God, woman, I have not only had, I mean, Mercury's in retrograde, so all communications, phones, computers, work, everything's been insane, but my ex is up to his old stuff because I won't let him get a hold of my daughter because he's mentally and emotionally and physically abusive to her, so I don't let her see him, and he doesn't do anything to take care of her, and every time I say no, something horrible happens. Oh, my God. They tried to steal all of my money, my mom's money. They took all of our passwords. I'm so tired of this. And it's like it's not, yes, and it's not even him. It's someone that he's having helping him, and it's making me, like before, you know, I cried. I had my moment where it really was horrible when it first started happening. So now I'm just like, okay, I left the bank account open for you so you can hit it again because we're waiting. I went and changed banks, but I still have the SunTrust. If you have SunTrust, get your shit out of there. Do not trust them. They let $7,000 leave my account. I'm sorry, $11,000 leave my account. Said nothing to me and then didn't put it back.
Now, I'm going to listen very carefully because I'm typing while you do that. Yeah, I work at a bank, my dear, so yeah. But I'm typing while you're doing it, okay?
No problem. No problem. Right now I'm changing the cards around and shuffling them in the right direction. Oh. Get you set up. Come get it now. Okay, let me do her reading really quick and then we'll go. Find a truck? I don't know. I don't know anyone with a truck right now. Who, the guy that was, he lives here, yeah, I just haven't spoken to him because of the awkward conversation that we had. He kind of, like, stopped talking to me. Chris, she's almost, do you even, no, that car is not going to make it, no. Yeah, you need to rent a truck. All right, let me do her first, and then we'll go. This day, I'm having New Year's Thursday. Okay, I'm going to use these ones because they're ready to go and already put together. Everything is so... Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm having one of the... It's Monday extended for me. All right, so we are here. The next 60 days is what we're looking for. And do be aware, we have the solar eclipse coming up. So we are very busy in the astral world. All these astronomical things happening. Oh, you're not ready to go. Why are you like this? It seems that my cat knocked over my box and all of my cards are mixed up together. This is... What a day, and I was late getting on today. I'm glad you waited. It's awesome. We're going. I'm just trying to make sure they're all right side up, and these are, shitload of them are reversed. So I was sleeping last night, waiting for my kid to wake up in the midnight hours. I finally fell asleep, and someone came, and my cat was sitting next to me, and they I don't know what spirit it was, but they jarred me, shook me and moved my entire bed, and it was crazy.
Wow.
My cat was being weird last night, and then he ran, and I have a closet. It's not a walk-in closet, but it's pretty big. There's boxes and stuff in there. He started running around the room, doing parkour everywhere, ran off the side of the bed, ran into the closet, stopped making noise. A few minutes later, he jumps out of the closet like he came out of a portal or something, and then he runs around and does a backflip off the window, and then he gets on the bed with me, and he doesn't really like cuddling that much. He'll lay on my hand so I don't grab him in my sleep because he's an asshole, but he was really close to me, and I finally was, falling asleep, and then all of a sudden somebody, jarred me, shook me and my whole bed, and him too. So then he wanted out of the room and left me by myself. Asshole. My cat's an asshole. Oh, my God. My cat is, very super smart, and there's a reason why his name is Zeus Lucifer Morningstar. He lived up to his name. Finally, we have them. Yay. Most of them were in reverse. I apologize. Yeah, my cat is something special, but he's also real dick. But, yeah, I don't know if maybe somebody was in the closet and that's why he went in there, and maybe he let someone in through the closet. There's a portal in there. I'm not sure. But this house is very haunted and active. I haven't been touched by spirit in a while. Last time it happened, I was coming in from my lanai, stepping into the living room, and it felt like somebody came up behind me and hit me in the back of the head twice, really hard with a pole. I saw stars and almost fell down. And I watched energy run out the front door afterwards. I've never felt that entity again, but they used every ounce of their energy to hit me really hard. It felt like I was being mugged at my own lanai. All right, lady, we're ready. Here we go. Let's see the next 90 days. News
or 60.
Oh, 60? I'm sorry. You're right. Let's Did you say so? We're going to do 90? Let's just do 90. We're doing 90.
Okay.
I will tell you the tower is very near, and there's going to be some challenges coming. Okay. Ooh, lots of knights here. And you have a valet. You have a knave. You've got knights, knaves. You got one queen and this up in the... Wow. Okay. So, all right, you have the lover's card as your foundation. This has to do with work because you love your job. All right, so we've got some very interesting things coming up, and this solar eclipse is about changing things and basically leaving stuff behind that doesn't work for us anymore.
Okay.
So it very well may affect our work life as well. So I will tell you this, where you are right now, you have the Knight of Pentacles, so there is news around the corner. This is saying you rarely feel discouraged, this card, but lately you've lacked the confidence in the future. But success is around the corner. It's a time of managing and budgeting. Do not spend money frivolously. Don't treat yourself in the next 90 days.
Okay.
Or at least the next 60 days up until this point. Okay, so you get the Three of Wands coupled with the Queen of Swords, and I believe you are my Queen of Swords. So the Wands is a good place to be because that's the universe kind of working with you and for you, even if you hit obstacles, which it looks like there will be. This is about putting the talents and skills of others to their best use, that you're very good at delegating and getting things done. Being specific about what you want is important right now, so don't be misled by well-meaning coworkers or friends. It's not a lonely time, though, so use strength of those around you because teamwork brings luck. Are you working on something right now? Are you got something big coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's going to be some obstacles with this thing that's coming up. This brings us to the Queen of Swords. Now, the Queen of Swords is telling you to hold up your shield and have your sword at the ready. Let others suffer the consequences of their actions to be your own person, and you won't get burned.
Okay.
Very important. Now, we have the Justice card coupled with the Knave of Cups and Strength. So we know what goes around comes around. It is right side up. So something has happened and consequences are on the horizon.
Hmm.
Now, seeking legal counsel, asking advice from elders, i.e. getting card readings, being embroiled in negotiations or tedious bureaucratic systems. It's telling you to do healthy things for yourself mentally and physically right now because what is to come. Now, remember, let others suffer their consequences. State your peace, say what you have to say, and stand your ground, but also be ready for some childish behavior. Now, that's where this Knave of Cups comes in. Knaves are usually fickle, but this is, it's action, reaction, and entity, other people involved, so don't get upset if things aren't going as you had hoped. Be open to alternatives and prepare for a change of plans. Think before reacting, and again, beware of childish behavior.
Okay.
That's what this card is about, and it's coupled with strength. Now, this is about mental strength, but love does conquer all in this. So avoid pettiness and prejudice. Try to be a peacemaker. Don't be so set in your ways that you miss the big picture by focusing on details. The stubbornness is your challenge at the moment.
Okay.
And this is happening now. So what's going to happen next? And this is 10 days to 10 weeks. Okay, you've got your tower. So this project, this thing coming up, whatever this is, it's not going to go as you had planned. Or anyone in this matter, because it's literally the lightning has struck the building and everything is coming down. Now the tower is after the devil. Everyone wants to be admired and others do embellish the truth. But what is necessary will prevail and illusions will be shattered, enemies revealed. Don't be upset if things don't turn out as planned. See, again, second warning. We've got two. You've got doubles here. So we got to make sure we're watching out. Now, your Ten of Wands is days to weeks because fire is the fastest element. No, I'm sorry. It's the second. Air is the fastest. That's hours to days. days to weeks is the Wands. And you've got 10 of Wands, which also means it's a lot to bear on you. There's going to be a lot of struggle and obstacles. And it also is giving you a timeline. The next 10 weeks are going to be pretty turbulent. And it just so happens that we are having the solar eclipse, I want to say today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And do remember that the progressive pursuit of your goals will result in serious setbacks with superiors until you learn to be more restrained and original. Break out of stubborn patterns and look for new approaches. An on-the-job transfer or a change of status is likely. That's what this card is about.
Okay.
And with that's what it means with the Tower. This is all about job. This has something to do with whatever's going on. There's other people involved in this as well. There's several court cards. But you're definitely the queen. So we've got the Knight of Cups coupled with the Ten and the Tower. Knight of Cups. That he's on a horse. Usually these are young men, but this is telling you that a break from responsibilities will soon arrive, and let others pamper you. In doing nice for something for yourself, like relaxing your mental state and your person, your soul, be fiscally aware right now. That's coming up. So this is coupled with the Tower and the Ten of Wands. So we're going to go ahead and throw the obstacle card on top of that and see what the hell is going to come on. Go on with this. I kind of want a little bit more here. What's crossing you? Two of Cups. Good time to make peace with anyone that's dealt you wrong. You've been having issues with people at work still?
Not really.
Well, it did talk about enemies being revealed. Maybe somebody
okay.
that is jealous of you and you don't know.
Okay.
Someone who's very competitive with you, maybe that you don't even realize.
That's a good point.
I definitely feel like your rug is trying to be pulled from underneath you. This two of cups, it's, don't be insensitive. Keep things light. Now's the time to make out any outstanding apologies if you need to make them, but don't let anything or anyone raise your blood pressure. People will be asking too much of you. Now, finding constructive ways to relieve the tension is important. Didn't I just say that without looking at a card? That's crazy. So we're keeping this energy here. Now, in your net, in your very, after that 10 days, you're hitting another card, Major Arcana, which is the High Priestess. So that's telling you to listen to your intuition. It's sitting next to the Knave of Pentacles and the Knight of Wands. We're going to throw another card on top of that to see what crosses you. Seven of Cups. Why do I feel like this is a coup? They're trying to make you exit? You know, like some people will try and make your life hard because they want you to leave really bad because you do better than them and they're extremely jealous of you for no fucking reason. I kind of feel like this is that. Because your foundation here is the Two of Swords, the Lover's card, and the Three of Pentacles. And I'm going to cross that too. Oh, wow. You're crossed by the world. So let's see what your final outcome is crossed by. Let's see if there's obstacles there too. Temperance, patience. Patience, that's something that all of us need to work on. I'm not patient. It's very hard. I understand. But temperance is crossing your final cut there. So we'll get to that in a minute. But what crosses you here with your high priestess and your two male entities, now let's see if they're people or messages. This is telling you to trust your intuition more than your reason. So act on feelings more than facts. Take your time to think about your options and tackle your difficulties with enthusiasm. Opportunities to learn are right now. And to be a winner, don't withdraw. Now, standing your ground. We're seeing this, we're seeing this, we're seeing this, we're seeing enemies being revealed. Lines will be drawn. If you haven't already had that with the latest eclipse, people are being revealed, lines being drawn, boundaries being made, people cutting other people off, what have you, so forth. For work and stuff, it just makes work more hostile. Now, you've got this knave here, a knave of pentacles. This card is usually about wanting to be financially independent. But this is talking about this is the time to push forward to improve your quality of life. I feel I went ahead and drew a not like a final outcome of just this, your, I guess, your 90-day section. And okay. I crossed it with a Seven of Cups. Now, we have the Knave of Pentacles. You have a Knight of Wands. I'm just glad it's not the Knight of Swords, because that's definitely somebody that you can't reason with. This is about everyone playing to win, but the more sure of yourself that you are, the better things will go. So be prepared for competition and fight the need to have the final word. I guess this is where your Seven of Cups crosses you and your Temperance up there. Temperance, it's so hard to have patience with stupid people. I'm sorry. It really is. Self-sacrifice is what this card is about. It's going to be likely asked of you. Because of quarrels, use caution in negotiating affairs. But attention spans are running short, so don't take anything too personally. Count your blessings and try to be content with what you have. And count on yourself to make sure that you're going to reach the other side. Don't depend on others for, support. It will be likely that people are going to be acting clannish and kind of flaky. Now, emotions running high. This says to let go of situations that no longer concern you.
Okay.
Now, at the 90-day period, it does tell you to spend money to make yourself feel good, to treat yourself after battling. There's going to be some shib going down at work. Now, I've got the eight of wands with this. So in that 90-day period, that third month, decisions will be made around you, unbeknownst to you. So this... I'm glad I threw that out there.
Thank you for calling Key Private Bank. This is Sharon. Can I help you?
Hi, Sharon. Yes, my name is Janice Anderson. I listened to the message about the improved pension portal, and I'm trying to get in there for tax purposes, and I'm wondering if there's any way to get that new password ahead of time, or
well,
can
you,
I get in there?
You did get the first ID?
I don't even remember getting that.
Okay.
I was trying to get on yesterday, and it's the first I've learned that there was a new portal.
What's your first and last name?
Janice Anderson.
And Janice, what's the last four digits of your SOCH?
9696.
Oh, okay. I lost you. That's okay. So whilst you're gone, if in case you don't come back in time, because we only have 19 minutes, at this point, because of decisions that are being thrown about and thoughts and anxieties, if you will, and other energies in the works, your ability to understand people and their problems will help you get what you want, basically. So you're going to move through all this. The universe is giving you the go-ahead to move on with plans, which you will be moving forward with your plans by the 90-day period. You'll actually have a view of what you're looking into. Now, for your foundation here, we've got the Two of Swords, the Lover's card, which Major Arcana, and the Three of Pentacles, crossed by the World. Now, with the Two of Swords, you're going to be juggling a lot of things here. This is the mental state. Tension begins to mellow, and help is on the way. Slow down and relax, entering a leisurely phase. Make yourself available to others, but don't spread yourself too thin, even though you are playing to win. So, coupled with the Lover's card, because you do have a great passion for this, the job that you do. So this kind of puts you in a place to where you really have to fight for what you love, but take the time to examine all things and eliminate the unwanted and unnecessary. Now, exaggeration abounds, emotions run high, especially jealousy. Beware of self-indulgence and greed. Slow down and don't let anyone rush you or push you into things. Now, that being said, it's coupled with the Three of Pentacles. So the Three of Pentacles is basically the universe lending you a hand, giving you that energy to protect yourself and get through these turbulent times that are coming, and to get through any battles that you may have or quarrels, and use your techniques of how you get what you want on your opposers, if you will. So you're very good at putting the talents and skills of others to work. So the Three of Pentacles runs along that. Achievements in businesses at hand, chiefly because you're willing to make yourself available. But be careful not to buy anyone off with gifts. This will only lead to resentment.
You said that there's going to be a decision made for me in 90 days?
90 days. There will be, well, the 68, the second month is where you're going to hit your turbulations and stuff. But it's going to start within the next 10 days to 10 weeks.
Hmm.
There's going to be... There's going to be, you know, some quarreling and definitely some jealousy from somebody in your realm at your work. This is all having to do with work. Come back to where you had left off because you may have missed something. I was continuing in case you didn't get back in time. Okay,
yeah,
so I will let you know.
It was after the 90 days. You said the decision was going to be made. That's the last I heard.
Decisions are being... discussed, but your Eight of Wands here for you, because this is the action card. This is like stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Most of the time when it's us, it's mostly things that we want to do. But in this sense, it is telling you to move ahead, that all your plans will have a green light. Your understanding of people and their problems will deliver opportunities to get what you want. But energy being scattered, so think before you act and don't ignore the chain of command.
Okay.
This is my guess. So far, there's something big coming up that you're having to do. There's people that are competitive with you, maybe people or person, and they seem to be running their mouth. So any quarrels that you've had, maybe they're having some resentment, or maybe it's someone who just is super competitive with you and you don't even know it. So you're crossed here. Your foundation is with the world. You literally have went from the number two all the way to the world. But you did not skip the tower. So definitely plan's not going to go well with this, what is it, a project coming up or a meeting or something?
I don't know.
It's something that has to do with there's other people involved. So beware. Something is going to come up. It's not too exact, but it is warning. They always do that. Like, can you just say it? So, the world. You are crossed by the world. That's insane. So when it's a crossing, I really feel like that's almost a reverse, but kind of, but not really. But look at both sides of the situation and surround yourself with those who truly love you. Refuse to get shaken when others try to undermine your confidence in your strengths and abilities. Now, remember, you have this justice card, the what goes around comes around card, and this is referring to that rewards and paybacks are just around the corner. But don't give up anything for anyone. Don't be too trusting. Put your faith in number one. Hamper yourself and the object of your affection. Protect your job. Seek personal happiness in all that you do. Resolutions come slowly but will be worthwhile when they arrive.
Okay.
And this is where temperance comes in. You have the Four of Pentacles, which is good. You have this Eight of Cups. And you have you're crossed by the Nine of Cups here. That's the wish card. Okay. That just popped up.
What does that mean?
Stay away from shop talk and try not to worry about finances at the moment. Postpone decision-making and weigh your options. No one meant his words now. Beware of arrogance. Try to be easygoing. And that was literally under temperance. I don't even know how that happened, but okay. So temperance is important because you have to try and fight the fight, but without escalating yourself, like protecting your mental health and spirit, I suppose, because your blood pressure will just go through the roof over this. That's why it says don't let anyone get to you at this point. So,
okay.
Temperance here is going to be your biggest obstacle. Try to see the other side of the story. Use common sense and good management. The people around you are more set in their ways now. Postpone arguments and debates until they can open their minds. Those around you are playing to win. Don't be foolish or self-centered. But don't believe all you hear either. Lots posturing in the air. Accept favors and be kind, but always listen to your higher self, i.e., your high priestess. What did she say? And over here it says don't trust people and rely on number one. We've got lots of warnings here. This is a person trying to fuck you over at work. Now, the Four of Pentacles is about not letting yourself give into intimidation, like accepting it, but respect those in power. The demands of personal security weigh heavily. Challenge and opposition are on the horizon. Meet them head on. That's a good card to have because it just reinfers that warning of someone coming for your place. Now, all of that with your seven, when things are coupled and we have like a bunch of meanings for one sense, but then when they're sitting next to another card, it's a totally, it just adds on and it's a little, like a little bit more, what is the word? I can't think of it now. I'm tongue-tied. You know what I mean. I'm sure you do. Confirming.
Yeah.
There it is. Confirming it more on what we're seeing here. So that cup's there. Now on this one, being next to the Ace of Wands, that's like starting all over on a new idea. Sometimes it means like job change. In this, we do know that self-sacrifice was likely to be asked and to use caution. To treat yourself and give yourself a little bit of pampering after all this, of course. But it is coupled with that Ace of Wands. Now, usually, this is like, okay, everything did not work out, and we started new with new ideas. But for you, this card is about, let's just, beginning a new journey here. Remain strong, and now is the time for sending out resumes and starting a new enterprise or beginning a new journey. That's what it means when it's sitting next to this card. Because that is about seeking in obstacles and having patience through, and someone's trying to take your fucking job, basically. You're gonna have to definitely stand your ground on this one. Lots of gossip in the air. Somebody's trying to backstab you. Higher-ups are involved. Don't let anyone intimidate you. Remain strong and have patience. And there will be what goes around comes around. So you, even though you're going to go through some stuff, and this doesn't say you're going to lose your job. All it says is prepare in case it doesn't go well. That's why it said don't pay attention to anything that anyone's saying and don't get involved. Because when it comes time, the higher up give respect but don't take intimidation. So there will be some repercussions to someone's consequences, and that's what it said, too. Let others suffer the consequences of their actions. So if it is found that someone's trying to sabotage you, and if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing wrong. You're going to be able to state your peace. But just in case you boil to the point where you can't fucking take it anymore, start sending out them resumes because the doors are open. If you want to start a new journey. But you have the option to fight over your job, which is stupid. You shouldn't have to fucking do this anyway. I hate women. I'm sorry. I don't hate you. I hate women who do this kind of stuff because that's usually what it is. It's hardly ever a guy. Sometimes it's a guy, but most times it's you. And you did have that one lady who was really disgruntled because she was older and... But you said you guys had...
Still there.
She's still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, she's done with her reading, basically. We're wrapping up. We're out of time anyway.
Oh, okay, thank you. That was a good reading. I don't know what's coming up, but from what you told me, I'll be prepared. I have no idea.
Well, do remember we have the solar eclipse that's happening, and it is going to affect everyone greatly. Mercury is in reverse cowgirl, so communications, computers, all that stuff, and people are kind of assholes. So it's not anything that you're doing. You love your job. You put every ounce in there, and you're 100,000%. So stand your ground. Just be careful. And the next 30 days, come back to me.
And I've got a couple of questions for you.
Hi, Keith.
I just started collecting my pension. from the Plain Dealer Newspaper Guild. My first check came.
But we are out of time, and I will talk to you in 30 days, woman. And that's the tea, everybody. Thanks for listening. And if you didn't get to see me today, I will be on tomorrow before I go to work. We're just going to try and get as many shows in as possible. Things, as if you heard what I said earlier, things have been crazy. Nothing hardly works out. I got to go help my mom get a vehicle. And I'll be back on tomorrow. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. There's no such thing as straight or white pride unless you're a white supremacist who's got a small dick and no common sense and, you know, no self-respect or, what is the word? Insecurity. You're insecure. And you're a baby. So anyway, that's the tea, everyone. Shout out to Sammy. It's like a penis. You have psychological issues and you're incredibly obsessed with me still, even from jail. I know that's you, Felicia James. You can't even spell Felicia. It's not F-I-L-I-S-A. Who does that? Nobody does that. So anyhow, I hope everyone has a great day, and if I don't see you tomorrow, see you soon. Bye!